If you've never heard of the Arizona Memory Project, you're not alone. It's like a digital public library. And KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie met the team who is working to preserve the state's rich past for our future.
One of the things that I think is fascinating that I'm trying to get digitized are these Arizona safety statistics, which is a really odd title for something.
That's Brandi Helowa. She's a discovery librarian with the Arizona Research Library, which houses the Arizona Memory Project. Helowa's flipping through an old newsletter filled with stats about traffic fatalities, hence the name.
And it was published by the Arizona Highway Department from the 50s into the 1970s.
Helowa says this is the kind of stuff genealogists go nuts for because it contains a lot of very specific details.
And it has people's names, where the accident happened, the city it happened in. So on this page, we have in Maricopa County, we've got several different accidents. In here, we have one that was a driver that was killed because his right front tire blew out, lost control. He stuck an embankment. That happened at 6 a.m. in 1965.
And it's one reason why she and her team of volunteers and interns are trying to get these tiny time capsules scanned and uploaded to the Arizona Memory Project.
This is our Zeuchel scanner. And so this is what we use for some of our larger documents like maps. We have a lot of the National Park visitor guides from Arizona. We'll put those on here.
Peter Grant is the assistant administrator at the Arizona Research Library. He says because all of this falls under the state of Arizona,
most of the state agencies are required to share all of their publications with us, which means when they publish something, they're required to give us copies, both print and electronic.
But what about those older documents, like before photocopying was readily available and when carbon paper was a thing? Luckily, government was really good about making copies.
And sometimes we find fourth and fifth and sixth and even more copies of some stuff because they didn't know that in the 40s and 50s that there would be digital copies. And so they tried to preserve as much as they could, which sometimes results in boxes of things that we have 70 copies of.
Helowa says they recycle those extra copies once they've been scanned.
Get this software up and running.
Back at the scanner, Helowa finishes scanning the sadistic newsletter. Optical character recognition software makes a text searchable. Then it gets uploaded and available to anyone for free. The work can be tedious at times, especially if you're scanning, say, a 200-page document.
But just finding these random things that are interesting that the state agencies published. One of the other things that is a favorite item of mine is called La Roca, and it was a newsletter that was published and put together, a literary journal,
by and for the inmates of the Arizona State Prison in Florence.
And it's fascinating to read the things that they were writing about back in those days, and the art that they put in there, and the poetry, and the short stories is really, really cool.
Ryan Airforth is a digital history and maps librarian. He says there's close to 500,000 items on the Memory Project, so making it easy to navigate is important.
So what I'm doing is I'm going to the Arizona Memory Project website. On the homepage, you can see that we sort of like these big buttons. So state government, historic digital newspapers, history and culture, maps, oral histories, photographs.
Of people both ordinary and extraordinary, like Josephine Goldwater and Ruth Reinhold, one of the first female pilots in Arizona. And notorious, like Winnie Ruth Judd. There are also photos of places and collections about events, including the deportation of more than 1,000 striking miners to the middle of New Mexico.
We have the Cochise County Clerk of the Superior Court. That one's pretty interesting because they contributed a collection of Bisbee deportation documents. So back in 1917, you have that Bisbee deportation, basically a labor dispute that turned into deporting all the workers.
Airforth says 95 different institutions have contributed materials to the Arizona Memory Project, including the Arizona Historical Society, Charlotte Hall, Arizona Highways, NAU, ASU, U of A, and
Lowell Observatory. They recently contributed a collection that's correspondence between Percival Lowell and A.E. Douglas. And Douglas was actually the one who was doing some site selection. And so this is correspondence between the two of them deciding that Flagstaff would be where they would place the observatory.
For the people in this story, the work is never ending. In fact, there's a vault with hundreds of boxes that have yet to be opened. But within these concrete walls is our history, much of it well known, some yet to be told. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.